sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I've got the news reporter Kara Castanova's report that she put on Lindell TV, was carried by Newsmax and others, talking about this national investigation at the federal level, voting machines, cybersecurity protocols, and access to qualified voter files, potentially asking for criminal charges to be brought against negligent officials, are all on the table. This is about national security, and this is about constitutional duty. So I've got the story pulled up, the reporter standing outside of the White House just last week, Thursday, July 3rd at 6 o'clock.
Election results of the COVID mail-in ballot year of 2020. Democrats and the mainstream media told us that the 2020 election was the most secure in American history.
It was the most secure election in American history.
All without proof and a real investigation. They threatened, mocked, and silenced anyone who dared question the system. But now, under President Trump, the Department of Justice is doing exactly what millions of Americans have demanded, investigating our elections. Trump's Department of Justice has launched a nationwide probe into election security. Prosecutors have sent official inquiries to state and local election offices demanding answers about voting machines, cybersecurity, and access to voter rolls. Each letter includes over a dozen questions, like who can access your state's voter database, what security measures are in place, and have there been any breaches, and were they reported? Even more significant, the Department of Justice is weighing criminal charges for election officials who fail to meet federal standards. Criminal negligence and prison is now on the table. The irony is rich. For years, the left told us that asking questions about the 2020 election was dangerous to our democracy. And now these very same characters are back at it, criticizing transparency and opposed to this new Department of Justice investigation. They're suddenly panicked. Supporters of this new DOJ investigation into elections say this is a national security issue. If election systems are broken or mismanaged, Americans have a right to know, and those responsible must be held accountable. President Trump's DOJ is making one thing clear. Election integrity is a constitutional obligation, and for the first time in years, the government is taking it seriously. If elections really are so safe and secure and there's nothing to hide, then Democrats and journalists should welcome this investigation. The disenfranchised American voters deserve answers. Reporting for Lindell TV at the White House, I'm Kara Castanova.
Anthony, you sent some pictures that I just thought.
Now, one thing that you have to understand the process is that they want this to be swept under the rug. It's in the past. It doesn't matter. 2020 election is over. Donald Trump got elected November 5th, 2024. He's the president. So why are you guys wasting time going back and asking for an investigation of the 2020 election? Well, because we don't want it to ever happen again. We don't want it to happen next year in 2026. We surely don't want it to happen in 2028 when Donald Trump's not on the ballot. Short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Moving to Lansing, looking at a judge's ruling that was signed on Monday. Court of Claims Judge James Robert Redford, the Attorney General's Office, and attorneys for the plaintiffs for the Home Builders Association of Michigan and the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association all agreed to delay implementation of updated building codes until the two lawsuits are fully resolved and not subject to further appeal. State of Michigan will delay the implementation of new construction codes amid ongoing litigation spearheaded by the two home builders' trade associations. At stake are thousands of dollars in savings on utility bills expected from the improved efficiency requirements under new building codes, which the plaintiffs argue could lead to potential home buyers being priced out of the market for new homes due to the added construction costs these codes would require. In 2023, the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs began amending the Michigan Residential Code to replace the 2015 version with the 2021 International Residential Code. Well, the Home Builders Association of Michigan opposed this change. Lara then filed its rule set in January of this year. They did it via a joint committee on administrative rules, who took no action. As a result, the rules were filed with the Secretary of State in May and were planned to go into effect on August the 29th. The codes set minimum standards in new as well as renovated homes regarding materials, insulation, windows, heating and cooling equipment, as well as health and safety measures, according to the court filings. The two plaintiffs filed the lawsuits challenging the new codes, alleging that the adoption of Rule Set Part 5 of the 2021 edition of the International Residential Code as Michigan's residential code, replacing Michigan's Uniform Energy Code with regards to the residential provisions, would be extremely costly and detrimental to their industry. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting in all of this, the International Building Code, only four other states in the entire country have adopted these rules. The 2021 International Residential Code, only four other states are doing it. So why does Michigan feel compelled that they must adopt these international codes when we in fact have our own Michigan Residential Code? Well, this is another example of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda to push their agenda basically onto industry here in the state of Michigan. The very same governor who wants to spend billions of dollars on economic development, trying to get businesses, companies to come to the state of Michigan, meanwhile shutting down existing housing associations here in the state of Michigan. The Home Builders Association, as well as the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association, both have said that if they adopt these rules, it's basically going to make a new home and a manufactured home much more expensive, potentially pricing people completely out of the market. Again, another example of too much taxes, too much regulations, too much government involvement in the private sector. Now, I got a very simple question. If the Michigan residential code has been okay all these years, why does this governor feel, as well as her department, licensing and regulatory affairs, feel compelled to force these international codes of 2021 down our throats? Another example, folks, over-regulating, over-taxation, leading to bad results in the private sector. Basically, that's the bottom line. So we'll continue to follow this story, see where this goes. Let's see where this lawsuit goes with the judge and see whether or not it's going to be appealed. Governor Gretchen Whitmer got elected with a campaign slogan. She ran on this in 2018. She ran on it again in 2022. Elect me governor, and I'll fix the damn roads. Well, here's an updated report from the County Road Association. Roads in counties across Michigan had 6,571 miles improved in 2024. That's an increase, folks, of less than 1%. A gap of nearly 7,000 miles still exists, according to a study released by the County Road Association yesterday. CRA CEO Denise Donahue said the Road Association goal was to improve 15% of the 90,000 miles of county road network every year, which totals 13,500 miles per year. Last year, they barely did half of that. Donahue went on to say, while we are not yet halfway to the goal and the trajectory has flatlined, our 2024 progress report should be clear for a call to our legislators and the governor to come together to enact a long-term sustainable road funding plan as quickly as possible. Donahue said the counties were making minor fixes in short-term road preservation tactics because of lack of funding. In 2025, following years of double-digit road construction inflation and revenue models increasingly impacted by more fuel-efficient hybrid and electric vehicles, we've had to revise our strategic plan to shift nearly all emphasis to short-term asset prevention, said President Jerry Brine of the County Road Association. Brine, the managing director for the Kent County Road Commission, said the area was growing economically, but short-term fixes have failed to keep up. He said counties were responsible for 75% of the road miles, 52% of the bridges that exist across the state of Michigan. With a 25% increase in construction costs, counties are increasingly strapped for funding. County road agencies cannot stretch existing dollars any further. We need more transportation funds from this legislative session, along with a prompt adoption of a mileage-based pilot program for the future, said their chief deputy, Ed Noyola. Mileage-based? Sorry, Ed, not interested. We're not going to implement toll roads. and we are not going to self-police and pay more taxes based on us monitoring our mileage. I did that when I was a truck driver. You have to keep a daily log of everything you do when you're a truck driver. Your log begins at a certain time in the morning each day, or perhaps at night if you're doing a night load. You start your engine, you record your odometer reading, you record your location. You take off, you drive for a couple of hours, you stop for a break, you're going to check your tires, you're going to stretch your legs. You have to log that stop. What is your odometer reading, and where are you at on planet Earth? Every single moment a truck driver is driving a semi, logs are being kept, either paper logs or electronic ones. The last companies that I was leased on to, FedEx Custom Critical and Panther Expediting, we had Qualcomm systems installed in our rigs. A little satellite dome on the top of my cab, basically tracking, monitoring every aspect of that semi-truck. Not ever going to do that again. Not going to do it in my private vehicles. Not going to self-report. Not going to do it, Ed. And toll roads will not work in Michigan. You can take your pilot program and shove it. People of the state of Michigan and tourists that come to our state, not going to be interested in paying toll roads like they have in other states. We are a peninsula. You do not drive through Michigan to get to another state, except for the western part of the UP when you go into Wisconsin, except when you go through Sault Ste. Marie on your way to Canada. We are a specific destination state. We are not a travel through state. You don't have to travel through Michigan to get to Ohio or Indiana or any of the other lower 48 states. Well, guess what? Toll roads will not work. You implement toll roads here in the state of Michigan, you're going to kill tourism. It'll be gone. Only the very, very wealthy will continue to come to Michigan. The regular working family, they're not going to travel and have to pay toll roads to get into our state, to get through to certain city destinations. You want to kill the Cherry Festival in Traverse City? You want to kill the Potato Festival? You want to kill all of our tourism up here in northern Michigan? Implement toll roads. Not going to work. Sorry, Ed. Not interested. What you do is come up with long-term funding by getting rid of this economic development crap that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been forcing down our throats for the last 7 years. And let the free market reign and get rid of MDOT and give the money directly to the county road commissions. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.